But now, notice there's two ways of seeing the cube, right? It's a Necker cube. Everybody can see the two ways of seeing the cube? Okay. How can you see the four ways of seeing the cube? Because there's another way of seeing it. If you're seeing it as a cube floating in front of some circles, some black circles, there's another way of seeing it. As a cube on a black background is seen through a piece of Swiss cheese. Can you get it? How many of you can't get it? That'll help. Now you can get it. These are two very different phenomena. When you see it, the cube one way, behind the screen, those boundaries go away. But there's still a sort of filling in, as we can tell if we look at this. We don't have any trouble seeing the cube, but where does the color change? Does your brain have to send little painters in there, and the purple painters and the green painters fight over who's going to paint that bit behind the curtain? No, your brain just lets it go. The brain doesn't need to fill that in. Aha. When I first started talking about the Bradley-Petrie-Dumais example that you just saw, I'll go back to it, this one, I said that there was no filling in behind there, and I suppose that that was just a flat truth, always true. But Rob Van Leer has recently shown that it isn't. Now, if you think you see some pale yellow, I'll run this a few more times, look in the gray areas, look in these gray areas, and see if you seem to see something sort of shadowy moving in there. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. There's nothing there. There's no trick of that. This is Ron Rensing's work, which was in some degree inspired by that suggestion of mine at the end of the book. Let me just pause this for a second, if I can. This is change blindness. What you're going to see is two pictures, one of which is slightly different from the other, as you see here, the red roof and the gray roof. And in between them, there will be a mask, which is just a blank screen, for about a quarter of a second. So you'll see the first picture, then a mask, then the second picture, then a mask. And this will just continue. And your job as the subject is to press the button when you see the change. So, show the original picture for 240 milliseconds. Blank. Show the next picture for 240 milliseconds. Blank. And keep going until the subject presses the button saying, I see the change. So now we're going to be subjects in the experiment. We're going to start easy. Some examples.